Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey tweeted out the announcement, saying that social media gives advertisers an advantage to create highly targeted and misleading messages. So they'll no longer give political campaigns that platform.
It is important to allow more speech than less, but you also have to, in this situation, make sure that you're not playing into a game where it's not even and fair.
Joe Tooman is a professor of political and legal communication at San Francisco State University. He cites the example of other countries buying up ad space on social media during the run-up to the 2016 election. This turns an even bigger spotlight on Facebook now, which said earlier this month the company won't be fact-checking politicians' posts or their ads, citing free speech.
Why it is that Facebook would still staunchly insist on their right to allow that stuff to happen is frankly beyond me. I think Twitter has taken a more viable stand where this is concerned.
Twitter's new policy starts November 22nd. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.